You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from the Blessing and Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for what God is doing and for how he is blessing. Amen. Meet me tonight at 8 o'clock, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and be blessed. God has a blessing for you. God has a miracle for you with your name written on it. Amen. And then Friday night, come on out Friday night at 8 p.m. I'll be preaching under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. And then we're going to be praying. Amen. We are in intercessory prayer for this nation, for the churches, for the people. I know you want to be blessed. We want God to have his way. So come on out and be with us. Amen. Then Sunday, I'll be preaching that pastoral day. I'll be preaching, and we know God is going to bless. Amen. 11:30, come on out and let God bless you. 10:30, amen. Glory to God. Sister Letitia will be there with the young children. Bring your children out for Sunday school. Amen. And then 11:30, I'll be preaching. And the glory to God. And then after that, from the 13th to the 17th, I'll be, amen, in Titusville with Apostle Curtis Watkins. You don't want to miss this. Amen. This great service. Amen. Glory to God. Monday through Friday. Praise God. Amen. 7:30 p.m. We'll be there preaching under the anointing power of the Holy Ghost that entire week. So come on out and be blessed. Come on out. Let God give you miracles. Come on out and let God turn things around for you, because God can turn it around. God can fix it for you. Amen. God can bless you. He can bless your life. Amen. Glory to God. And I want you to know this is the month of intercessory. And the intercessors are praying. We are praying. We are seeking God. We are talking to God. Amen. Because people need to be delivered. People need to be blessed. Amen. And we've got to be praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have been chosen. Florida has been chosen. Amen. And we need 120 prayer warriors and intercessors. So come on out and be with us. Join us to pray for the nation, to pray for our city, pray for our state. Amen. Glory to God. Pray for other nations. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our president. Amen. All the people of God. Amen. You need to gather together and pray. My people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. He said, then will I hear from heaven. Amen. Forgive their sins. God want to do it. So, amen. Let's get together and do it. I want to talk to you today from Proverbs, the 29th chapter. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's time for the people of God to get wisdom. It's time for you to be wise. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible said in the first verse, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, amen, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Amen. Glory to God. Now it's time for you to listen. It's time for you to obey. It's time for you to do what God say do. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you harden your heart. Don't you stiffen your neck, because God will, amen, destroy you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's time for you to listen. It's time for you to hear. He that have an ear, the Bible said, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Second verse. And when the righteous are in authority, see, God wants the righteous to be in authority. And when they're in an authority, the people rejoice. Amen. Why are they rejoicing? Because great things are happening. Good things are happening because the righteous is in authority. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Yes, it's mourning time when the wicked, amen, hallelujah, put out rules and regulations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they put out rules and regulations, the enemy leads them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they cause destruction. So we need the righteous, amen, to be in authority. Third verse, say, whosoever loveth wisdom hallelujah, rejoices his father. In other words, if you love wisdom, you make your father rejoice because, amen, you're making a good decision. And I tell you, it's time to make a good decision about all of the things you're doing in life. It's time to make a good decision. It's time to make a godly decision. It's time for God to lead you. It's time for God to talk and walk in you. Amen. See, Solomon is saying this because in many cases, amen, he had to seek God. And glory to God, he found out when he sought God, made the right decision, good things happen. That he that keepeth company with harlot spendeth his, amen, glory to God, his substance. Listen, amen, when you get with the wrong type of women, when you get with the wrong type of men, praise God, just spend what you got. Praise God, hallelujah, you don't even think about it, but all you want to do is drink and party, have fun, and have a good time. That's not wisdom. Praise God, hallelujah. Ah, don't you do it, amen. Remember, praise God, the young boy that made a decision, he wanted his money. I want my money. Father, give me of my inheritance. Praise God, his father didn't want to do it because he knew he would make a foolish decision. Praise God, hallelujah, and do the wrong thing. But his father says since he wanted it, he gave it to him. And he went out and party, spent what he had. Praise God, hallelujah, glory God, enjoyed himself. And listen, while he was spending, he had lots of friends. He had a lot of party, amen, goers, people that going along with him. But when his money ran out, praise God, hallelujah, they left him by himself. Listen, people will leave you alone, amen, when your money run out. But hallelujah, glory God. If he was wise, he'd save his money. If he was wise, he'd take care of his money. But he didn't. Hallelujah. He did as the fools did. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be a fool. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about what you're doing. Amen. Pray about what you're doing. Make the right decision about what you're doing. Forthwith the king by judgment established the land. But he that receiveth gift overthrew it. Praise God, hallelujah, and mind about, amen, all these folks that's giving you gifts. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because many times they give you gifts, and this, hallelujah, your decision is turned to a different way. Amen, glory to God. But when you receive it, and they give you a gift and you receive it, then you're still positive. And when you receive it, then you still say, I got to do what God said do. You still say, I got to do what God led me to do. Don't let the gifts persuade you to go the wrong way. Amen. But still continue to do what God said do. I know it's tough sometimes to stand up, but you got to stand up and do the right thing. God will bless you. God will be with you. You must be wise, and you must make a wise decision. A man that flattered his neighbor spreadeth a net for his, hallelujah, net. Hallelujah for his feet. See, amen. Praise God. Don't worry about those who flatter you. People will flatter you. Amen. Glory to God. Flatter you and tell you all kind of things. Praise God, that will detour the decision that you had about serving God. But it's time for you, amen, to do the right thing. It's time for you to make the right decision. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't you leave God for anybody. Don't leave God for any purpose. Amen, glory to God, because it's time to be wise in your decision. It's time to be wise in the things that you decide to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the thing that will help you. It's the thing that will keep you from being destroyed. Glory to God. The sixth verse, in the transgression of the evil man, there is a snare. See, you get trapped. Amen. Hallelujah. When you do the wrong thing, you get trapped. When you go the wrong way, you get trapped. Don't let the enemy trap you. Don't let the devil trap you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By you going back in your sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't turn back. Remember Lot's wife? She turned back. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says you turn into a pillar of salt. Don't turn back. Amen. But keep going forward. Amen. And let God bless you. Let God deliver you. But the righteous does sing and rejoice. See what happened to the righteous? They praise God. They rejoice. Amen. They make good decisions. They make the right decision. Praise God, because they want to be right. Amen. I know. Amen. Glory to God. The devil is there talking to you. Amen. Talking to your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And many times when you got to stand alone by yourself, praise God. Hallelujah. The devil will say, you're by yourself. No, you're not by yourself. God is on your side. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But lo, I'll be with you to the end of the world. You got to stand up for God. You got to stand up for the right thing. Hallelujah, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You want to make it right. You want God to see that you are right. I want to live right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to do the right thing. The righteous consider, amen, hallelujah, the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you're righteous, you think about the poor. Amen. You regard the poor, but the wicked don't think. Amen. Hallelujah. All the wicked is thinking about, I got to make my money. Amen. I got to spend my money. I got to live and have a good time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, you'll have a better time serving God. You'll have a better time rejoicing in God. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll have a better time praising God. You'll have a better time seeking God. Amen. Hallelujah. What did Solomon say? It's all vanity, vanity of vanity. Amen. You get up in the morning, you go to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you, amen, come back. And hallelujah. Glory to God. You get home and you got to relax and you got to rest and you got to take care of things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you're doing the right thing, amen, God will be with you. He'll teach you what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Otherwise, you're just doing a bunch of things that's causing vanity. Vanity. Amen. Hallelujah. But amen, if you live for God, your living will not be in vain. When you're right, hallelujah, walking for God, hallelujah, you're walking for God will not be in vain. The ninth verse say, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he is rage or laugh, there is no rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you be, amen, doing what the foolish want you to do. Amen. Glory to God. I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. You with the world. Amen. But you're supposed to be in the world, but not doing what the world does. Amen. Many of you just trying to keep up with the world, and keeping up with the world's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Bible says, come out from among them and be separated. Touch not the unclean thing, because God wants to be your God. God is a very, hallelujah, a very good refuge. Amen. And a present help for you in the time of trouble. Don't you be like a fool, for the Bible declares the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and done abominable things. But I want you to know today, you stand up for God. Amen. When you stand up for God, God will cause you to last. If you want to last, you got to do the right thing. If you want to last, you got to seek God. And the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is near to you. He's not afar off. He is right by your side. And why don't you come to him. Why don't you accept him into your life? For he said, come unto me, you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Many of you out there now, you don't have rest. You are burdened down. You are depressed every day of your life. Why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you turn your life over to Jesus? Why don't you seek God with all your heart? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. Yeah, you worry because, hallelujah, you worked on your job and you tried everything to try to make it right. And seem like the harder you try, the more the enemy attack you. But don't you worry. God is with you, and he's going to bring you out. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. But he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your pathway. Yes, acknowledge God. You are my leader. You are my provider. You're the one that made the way for me, because you declared in your word, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You gotta come to him. There is no other way you can be saved but the name of Jesus. You gotta call Jesus. You gotta seek Jesus. He said, call on me and I will deliver you. Many of you been down for a long time, been trapped by the enemy, trapped by the devil. Praise God, but I want you to know, God can bring you out. God can help you. There is help in God. There is hope in God. Just look to him. Keep your eyes on God. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you keep your eyes on God, you are gonna make it. Glory to God. But if you take your eyes off God, you're gonna be destroyed. And that's what the devil trying to do. He's trying to destroy your life. For the Bible declare, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Why die when you can live? There is a life for you. Glory to God. God has life for you. There is hope for you. There is deliverance for you. Praise God, not only you, your children and your family. Leave the legacy of God in your family. Leave the legacy of God in your life. Don't you be destroyed. Don't let the devil destroy you, but seek the Lord. Amen. Turn your heart to God. God will help you. I know sometimes the way get dark. I know sometimes it get things get, the load seem to be getting heavy. But hallelujah, glory to God. Put your trust in God. He cares for you. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, just cast it all on God, because he can help you. God can help you, and that right early. He want to help you, but you got to make the right decision. You got to make the right choice. You got to say in your heart, I'm going to live for God, and I'm not going back. I'm not a fool. Because I'm serving God every day of my life. I'm going to serve God. You got to say, I love him. He loved me, and I love him. For the Bible declared, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God got everlasting life for you right now. I know it looks good out there. Huh? Sometimes it even feel good. Huh? But hallelujah, I want to tell you, it's not so good. Huh? Amen, hallelujah. If you die in your sins and your soul is lost, hallelujah, you should die and go to hell. Hell is a terrible place to go. But God has prepared a place for you that where he is, you can be also. There's a prepared place for you. Hallelujah. Why don't you come and join God's kingdom where he's the king and he's Lord of Lords. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't take, yourself and waste your time doing things that are not going to please God. But come on now and say, for God I live and for God I die. I'm giving my life to Jesus. I'm turning my life into his hand. God will make you happy. God will bless you. Remember David, a little boy, innocent boy, taking care of the sheep, but he turned his heart to God, and God saved him and delivered him and made him king. He'll make you king. He'll make you ruler wherever you are. Remember, God can do it. Remember Joseph, a man that was hated, hallelujah, by his brothers. But God delivered him and blessed him and made him second in command. God wants to change your situation. God wants to help you. God wants to bless you. But you got to come to him. You got to give your life over to him. Remember Ruth, the woman that was with Naomi, said, where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I'm going to lodge. And where, hallelujah, your God shall be my God. She gave up everything to go with Naomi, because she saw God in Naomi. She felt the presence of God in Naomi. See, I want you to know, God, hallelujah, is in his people. And people got to recognize God in the people of God. And when you recognize, recognition is a good power. Recognition is a good plan. Let me tell you, the Pharisees did not recognize Jesus, but hallelujah, Zechariah recognized Jesus. Hallelujah, glory God. When Jesus abide in the house and changes happen. Listen, when God abide at your house, hallelujah, changes is going to happen to your life. Don't you want to change? Don't you want your life to be better? God will do it for you. You that are not saved today, it's time for you to come to him. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, if you come, he'll nowise cast you out. You got to come to him. Come and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Hallelujah, and I want to be saved. Praise God, I want to give my life to you. I want to turn everything I got over to you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Say, Lord, I love you, and I want to be saved. Father, forgive me now of my sins. Blot out my transgression. Hallelujah, save me and set me free. I'll no longer live for the devil. Satan, I denounce you now. You have no power over me. I believe Jesus died for my sin and rose that I may have life. Hallelujah, and I receive it into my heart right now. Hallelujah, get up from there and start praising God. Get up from there and start thanking God. Hallelujah, glory God, because God is making it better. God is changing things for you. God is changing your life for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you that are sick in your body, I want you to know, Hallelujah. Jesus was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. Amen. And by his stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah. So tell the devil, devil, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I don't care. Hallelujah. About the aches. I don't care about the pains. I know I'm healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Tell the devil, I don't care what the doctors say. I know what Jesus say. I know what his words say. Hallelujah. And get up from there. Begin to thank God. Get up from there. Begin to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get out of your depressed stage. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. And he's the father of lies. And tell him, devil, I don't believe your lies. Hallelujah. Those of you that need a blessing and a miracle in your finance, Father, touch their finances now. God, and let things work out for them. Give them an increase now. Increase their funds. Increase their finances. Give them raises, promotions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Begin to praise God and meet me tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Hallelujah. 1500 Florida, East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out. Let God bless you. Amen. Let God speak to your heart. Let God change your mind. Let God deliver you. And then come on out. Amen. Glory to God. Friday night, 8 p.m. We will still be there. Amen. I'll bring the word. And then, amen, we're going to be praying. It's intercessory time. Amen. The enemy is trying to destroy our nation, trying to destroy the church, trying to destroy the people of God. If you will pray, if we will pray, God will bring his people out. If we will pray, God will bring deliverance. Oh, we've got to pray. We got to call on God. We've got to seek God. We got to let the devil know God is our deliverer. And God is going to deliver. And we believe what God say. Amen. Glory to God. And then on the next, amen, then I'll be there Sunday at 11:30. Amen. Glory to God. Come on out 10:30 because, amen, glory to God, the young people will be there with Sister Letitia. Amen. For Sunday school. And then 11:30, I'll be preaching. We'll be having service. I'll be preaching. And then, amen, the 13th through the 17th, I will be with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Glory to God. In Titusville, you don't want to miss it. When two great apostles get together, amen, we can turn the city upside down. And that's what's going to happen. People are going to be saved. People are going to be healed. People are going to be delivered. People are going to be set free. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God does it. Amen. Hallelujah. One chase a thousand, two put 10,000 to flight. Amen. Hallelujah. And so these army of two churches are coming together and God's going to move. So come on out. Come on out. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on out and be blessed. Come on out and let God deliver you. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your pathway. Amen. Trust God. Look up. Don't doubt. Amen. Because if you doubt, you do without. But if you believe, you're going to receive. And it's time to receive God's blessing. It's time to receive God's miracles. God got miracles for you with your name on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you got to do is rise up and come in order to get it. Get in God's place. Get in God's house. Get where the favor of God is. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible declare the blessing of God make it rich and addeth no sorrow. You don't have to be, amen, in sorrow behind what God give you. He going to bless you. Hallelujah. He bless others. And he's going to do it for you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Amen. So let God bless you and come on out and let God work miracle for you. Yes, this is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. I'm looking for you. Come on and be blessed. God bless you. I love you. And amen, hallelujah, and I believe you love me too. God bless you.